It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Joining us right now, it is the Drive Brouhaha, brought to you by Budget Blinds and Hop Monk in Sebastopol, Novato, Sonoma, and the Twin Oaks Roadhouse. Mark Carpenter, of course, is my co-host. Good to see you.
How are you doing? Yeah, it's great to be here. I've got a, actually from last week, I found it in the refrigerator out front, the Happy Hops from Russian River. A great beer.
With all the beer crazies who work in this building, I can't believe
that it's still there.
It's still there, yeah.
Well, it's not now.
Okay, good.
And these guys, I think they like it too. But what I'd rather be drinking is these guys make Indigo Pale Ale.
Yeah, we've heard so much about that. You've been in with that before, haven't you?
Yeah. It's a fabulous pale ale, and what I think is important about it is IPAs are so popular these days. Everybody wants IPAs, and I think they're really overlooking some great beers, that the pale ales that are out there, Indigo being just certainly the top of the...
I love that one, and you know I'm a pale ale guy. I'm not a big hop guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's plenty hoppy, believe me. Mm-hmm. It's got a IBUs of what used to be called IPA, but it's still a great beer. Wish I had one of those right now. But
introduce our guests.
I'm going to let them introduce themselves. We got two guys from 101. We got the brewmaster's brother, Joel, his brother Jake. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm JP, one of the other partners.
Yep.
Welcome back, guys.
Thanks.
Well, I guess this is your first time.
It is.
All right.
Good to be here.
Pretty cool studio. I keep saying that to everyone that comes in, but I have to. I can't help myself. And look, we even got the 101 North Brewing Company logo on screen for
that. That's good. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay.
And these guys have some interesting stuff going.
Yeah, I know. We were out talking about some of the things coming. Let's start with Dirty Hoppy. It is a tribute line of beers, I guess, to Clint Eastwood. And it has nothing to do with his politics. It's because everyone loves his movies and his directing and everything else. So, Dirty Hoppy, it's a hazy IPA. Explain again, and I make people do this every Thursday, explain what hazy means. Because I can never remember.
Well, I'll give. I was talking to the guys out in the green room that, you know, when Anchor first started making Liberty Ale, we had a hard time keeping it clear. But we had to have it clear because you couldn't sell a hazy beer in those days. People wouldn't buy it. And now it's become a thing. And I'll let them talk about their hazy beers because they know what's in it and what they're doing. But the breweries are actually courting this haziness and adding grains that will contribute to that. And sometimes yeast and other things. But go ahead.
Does it have anything to do with the taste, or is it just strictly just the...
Definitely, the taste is affected for sure.
It is.
Yeah, it's used with a New England style yeast, a Vermont IPA yeast, which was made popular several years ago. And then the haze is really more because of the pulverized oats that are in it. So instead of the cracked oats, it's smashed, and it creates a film, if you will. And the viscosity is much thicker, and you can taste it, and people are really loving it.
Mark, were you ever able to make and sell hazy beer from Anchor?
No. We sold some hazy beer, unintentionally.
Unintentionally, okay. Yeah.
Done a couple of those, too.
But, the haziness, and some guys are adding fruit juices to them, making these juicy IPAs. But it does seem to add some body to the beer, which I like, because one of the things about IPAs that I really don't prefer is, I think, mainly the Southern California, San Diego IPAs, to me, tend to be one-dimensional. Very, very hoppy and very thin in the body. And so one thing I like about these hazy IPAs is it's a little more body to go with all that hoppiness. And that may be one of the reasons that they're so popular these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mouthfeel is definitely a component.
Yeah.
And if Joel was here, he would tell you that, you know, it's what you're describing is what we would call a hop fury. And Joel, especially his brother, is our brewmaster. He's the talent. And he makes sure all of our beers, you know, are balanced and complex. So you get the malty, you get the hoppy. And it's one of the things we're pretty proud of.
Yeah, and that's what you want. You got to have that kind of balance.
Yeah. Thank you. Hazy beer.
Okay. Hazy beer.
So Dirty Hoppy is the first in the line of Clint Eastwood brews?
It's actually the second. The first one was a double IPA we made called Two Hops for Sister Sarah. It was a double IPA.
Very cool.
It was double hopped, and then Dirty Hoppy just rolled off the tongue so well. And then
you're going to make a Make My Day beer?
There you go. Yeah.
We were thinking about it. Our third beer will be Escape from Alcatraz,
yeah.
Which we'll move great away movie. From the L's and probably going to be a California comedy. Yeah, it is a great movie.
Yeah.
Make My Day would be good for a lower alcohol session beer.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Right? Drink all day.
That's it.
And a fourth, possibly. Possibly.
There may be a fourth.
What are the alcohol levels in these?
On this one, it's 6.7.
Oh, that's totally reasonable.
Yeah. For an IPA, it's pretty low on the scale.
Give us the history of 101 North Brewing. Everyone loves it. When did you guys start? Tell everyone where you are.
We started. I could go on and forever, but we started probably back in planning in 2007 or 2008.
Wow.
We moved into our warehouse finally in about 2010. Took us 2 years to build out our brewery because I always use the analogy like when you live in the trailer next to the house you're building, it takes you a long time to build that house. So we all had jobs and we were just doing it as we got money. We'd build something out. 2 years finally, and we opened in August of 2012.
And where is it exactly?
We're on Scott Street, which is northern Petaluma.
That's
off
right,
of North McDowell.
It's about a 2-iron away from Loganitas.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you where Petaluma Hills used to be?
No. We're down in the
our
corner.
Our friend JJJJJJJ.
That the corner of that he's on the corner of well he was now it's Hen House but the corner that's of Scott right. Street and North McDowell we're down Scott Street closer to the freeway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot.
All
about
back
you.
Of the bus.
Hen House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 6 years now. I think we'll be turning six here in August, and it's been a ride.
Is there a tasting room?
Yes.
There
food
is.
Tasting room. Yes. We've been open for a little over 2 years. And we do food 4 days a week, so Thursday through Sunday, like right now.
Well, it's a what about a 4-square-block area of great beer?
Yeah,
you got 101 North and Hen House and Loganitas. You can't go too far wrong with any of those. Yeah.
And if you like wine, there's some wineries there, and there's some distilleries as well.
Yeah,
yep.
Crazy. It's a different world, boy. I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? I mean, you started at Anchor in 71.
Yes.
Holy crap. Everything you've been seeing over the last 10 years or more, you just...
It's amazing.
Jaw-dropping.
And it's, yes, and it's taken a lot of the older breweries by surprise. You know, they have to change their whole outlook on the market.
Yeah, it's hard to establish a flagship nowadays. It really is. The new breweries are really having a hard time getting... They're changing up their beers so often because that's what the demand is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one thing that the beer always had over a lot of other drinks is that beer drinkers tended to be loyal to a brand. And and I think those days are gone.
Yeah. The older crowd still is, I think, loyal to a brand. But I think that with all the options that are out there now, I mean, I don't even know if you can taste them all.
Yeah, no, you can't. I have a hard time just keeping up with everybody in Sonoma County, let alone California or even Northern California. They're just everywhere, which is nice. I mean, it really is for the consumer. This is truly a golden age of brewing. You know,
it's a good time to be a beer drinker.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's 101northbeer.com, and I have a bone to pick here. There's nothing I hate more than going to wine or beer websites and having to put my birth date in. Give me a break. And
then
it came up and it said, no, exactly. God, you're old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But I get it. I apologize about that.
I get it. Yeah.
No, I think the way to go on that is a lot of them have, are you over 21? You click yes.
Yeah.
You know, and
we'll talk to our webmaster about that.
Yeah, talk to him because that's.
yeah. No, you won't. Yeah.
One thing I do is say you put your day, month, and year, and I always put 1900, and they'll tell me that's too old. So I'll try 1910. Okay,
really?
That's all right.
Really? Well, I put my actual one in, and it just said, God, you're old.
Yeah.
But I already know that. Okay, so this, what was the idea behind the Clint Eastwood stuff, besides the fact that we all love his movies? And
yeah, we just think he was really cool. You know, we were thinking about doing, you know, some kind of a series, and it was easy for us to agree that Clint's, you know, a badass, and it was much harder of an endeavor for us to pick which movies to go off of, because there are so many.
Yeah.
And so we
did you have to get permission to do this?
You know, can I plead the fifth on that?
Yeah, okay. Clint, if you're listening, don't sue. We got a whole bunch of lawyers.
Come on by the brewery. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we wanted to do it while he was still alive, so he could sue us if he really wanted to.
Yeah. I don't think he cares at this point.
I'm pretty sure he would.
Oh, beer? Cool.
So yeah, it was just something a tribute to Clint. You know, we all it was easy for us all to agree that Clint is somebody we enjoyed watching in all the films, and pretty much just went with it.
We going to see any other actors in the future for 101, like a Pacino Pale Ale, or
there you go.
Those are trade secrets. We really can't talk about that right now.
So, 6 years, lots of different beers. How many beers are you guys making today?
Today we probably have about four that are currently rocking and rolling. Yeah,
like consistently. You know, the other ones are one-offs. And
In
the tap room. And there's a few more in the tap room right now. But yeah, we make so much heroin IPA, it just occupies so much tank space. Yeah.
It's
we're trying to sneak the beers in when we can.
Yeah.
Did you get any grief about calling it heroin?
No. We did not, thank God, because I lost a lot of sleep wondering if it was a good idea to name our beer that. But considering that the label has a female hero on it, and it was
heroin.
Right. Yeah, it has an E on the end. So
okay, you're cool.
We didn't get it. We didn't get any. Even the federal government approved a label without even. You know,
so hero and heroine.
Yeah.
And,
exactly. And growing up in this area, I remember standing in front of the wine aisles as a kid, on my way to a dinner party or whatever, and I didn't know anything about wine, and I'd pick the one with the best label, so we figured we'd try to come up with something that had a cool label, so that's what we got.
Yeah, that's right, and it's spelled heroin, not like the drug.
No, the heroin, the drug has no E on the end.
Yeah. Stigmata American Red Rye Ale. Now, that sounds fascinating. I don't know if you brought that in before.
We may have brought it in the past. It's not available right now.
Okay. Limited release.
Yeah.
High Gravity IPA.
We do have that. That is available in the tap room and in 22s as well right now.
And High Gravity.
It's a double IPA. It's another word for a higher alcohol content.
You've had it, Mark.
Huh? Yes. The heroin, I really like the heroin. It's a great IPA. And
you heard it quoted here.
Yeah.
It's fun to order.
Mark really likes heroin. We figured it would be something that would stick into someone's mind when they're in a bar and then someone order a heroin.
I think it's probably helped, but it's a great beer.
You can always go back and tell your family, I finally tried heroin, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. I may become addicted, but that's because it's great beer.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And then there's also the people that come up to the bar slapping their arm as if, you know, they need their fix.
Yeah.
Which is, now, see, that's something I would do. I'd walk up and go, give me one of these, baby. Yeah.
First one's free, right?
Yeah, always. First one's free. Naughty and Imperial Stout.
Yeah, the Naughty Odd Imperial. That's one of our favorites
as well.
Naughty
Odd.
Yeah.
I need new glasses.
Basically means dirty old man. And that was also done by...
You're looking at one right here, pal.
I'm looking at you, buddy.
Your website said you're really old.
Yeah, well, I think we're all pretty dirty and old in this group.
Indigo Pale Ale, which, of course, we talked about.
I love that.
One of Mark's favorites.
As I said, a category that should be people should pay more attention to. Yeah. But go ahead.
It's the distinctive thing about that is it's brewed with raw blue agave as a fermentable. So it comes off a little bit sweeter too. So
yeah, I remember
all that.
The boil,
and you get a sweet kind of flavor with the. It's not too bitter at all. It's a nice beer.
Do you make any sour beers?
Once in a while we do, yeah.
Really?
On purpose?
Yeah. Actually, Joel's working on a sour one right now.
I can't handle that stuff, I'm sorry.
It's not really our wheelhouse, but, you know, it's experiment time since.
The youngsters love it.
Yes, sure. They do.
My son's 28. He's, oh, yeah, Dad, you can sour beer. And I'm going, off you go. I don't want to know.
Wow, 28 is young to us now. That's scary. Yeah.
It's like apple cider vinegar. It's supposed to be good for you, but it tastes like a sour
beer. Oh, it's horrible. Yes, it is horrible.
Yes, it
is. No matter how much
water
I put in.
Don't drink too much of it because you'll burp it up for a long time.
Oh, God. Yeah, my doctors kept saying, just take a shot every day or something. And I bought some and I went, I just can't do it.
Yeah, my girl pushes it on me all the time. And one time I drank too much and it was bad.
It was repeating on you for weeks. Yeah, that's not a good repeat there in the burp world. All right, what else? Mark, come on.
These guys have a car show coming up that they need to talk about. I think it's going to be a big event, and they told me you have a chance to win a 1954 Chevrolet, and for a raffle ticket of $1, you have a shot at that. And,
oh, my God. What kind of Chevy?
And there's going to be a lot fewer people.
210, four-door.
Is that an Impala? No.
No, it looks more like
I don't know how to describe it. 54 is the Impala, I think, first came out in 58.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a lot of roundness to it. It's a real popular lowrider year, actually.
Very cool. You can pull up the website for that. It's American Dream Auto Show.
Oh, yeah. AmericanDreamAutoShow.com.
That's on the 4th of July?
Yes, sir.
And where again?
It's at our brewery. Yeah. Our second annual. We had a big one last year as well.
What is it?
American Dream Auto Show. .com.
Okay. There's the car right there.
So if it doesn't have hydraulics now, whoever wins it will probably have hydraulics pretty shortly after.
Oh, man.
It's like an original candy apple. Brand new interior. Just got it redone. And
that is beautiful.
So the deal with the raffle is there's only 300 tickets for sale. Your destiny is in your own hands as to how much you pay for your raffle ticket. So we have we had 300 bottles on a table, and you literally go up to the table, pick a bottle, pull back the label. Whatever number is behind there is what your raffle ticket costs.
Oh, really?
Aha.
Uh-huh.
That's
so
a great idea.
So only 300. And there's a few things that might – if you predict the number you pick, then you will get to pick another bottle for no cost. If you pick 101, which has not been picked yet, you also get another – bottle. So proceeds go to the North Bay Sonoma County Fire Relief Fund. We're doing 10% of all proceeds on the raffle, on beer sold, on car entry and everything. So if you have a car and you want to enter, go to the website, AmericanDreamAutoShow.com.
Does the 2014 Kia, is that eligible?
Yeah, you might win best in
show. We can make
an
exception,
There you go.
Well, now I got to go clean it out if I'm going to do that. So that's 4th of July.
That's the 4th of July,
And there's live music and food, and it's going to be a great party.
Three live bands. Yeah. There'll be plenty of food vendors.
And the bottles are for sale now in the tap room?
Yes, sir.
The bottles are there in the tap room. You have to come to the tap
room. Pick your bottle. All right.
If you trust someone to pick the bottle for you, we've had people call in and say, just pick a bottle for me. But the idea is go pick your own.
By there and pick a bottle.
Yeah.
You might get a low number and pick another bottle.
Well, you mentioned a dollar. Are there some bottles at a dollar?
It's a dollar to 300. There's 300 bottles. They all have a different number.
So it's a raffle just picking the bottle. That's a lot of fun.
And then the day of, we'll pick the winning number on the 4th of July at, I think, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then someone we're actually ready to sign over the title that day, and they can drive it home.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a beauty.
Yeah.
I grew up in Detroit, man. I'm salivating right now. Looking at that photo.
Stroh's beer.
You betcha.
So he knows
it's all ages. Families.
That's how I grew up. Yeah.
That's it.
Families are welcome. You know, it's a Wednesday, so there'll probably be a lot of people just
Wednesday.
Taking the day off and
oh, the 4th of July. Yeah. Right. Sorry.
Dogs are welcome. Yeah, obviously on leashes and no attack dogs. But.
And you guys got something else? What were you talking about outside?
That was the Clint Eastwood.
The Clint Eastwood stuff. Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be another couple of months probably before we come out with the third one. And
so two of the Clint Eastwood beers are available now.
The first one we sold out of. This one we just blasted right through too. We're making it again tomorrow.
Oh my God!
We just crushed 30 barrels. Yeah,
it'll be ready for. It'll be canned on the 25th, so it'll be available after that.
So, are you guys at Bottle Barn? I would assume, or you know, I mean, retail wise, or is it strictly the brewery?
I'm sure we are, but I would always. I don't want to.
We have strong representation in Sonoma County, for sure. Our backyard's been really good to us.
You can always get the freshest beer if you come to the tap room because we've got it right there.
But Bottle Barn's one of our beloved sponsors.
We love Bottle Barn.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Well, then we'll go talk to them right after this.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Yeah, talk to Barry Herbst, the wine buyer. He'll set you up with the beer buyers, and if you don't know them. But
any second, I'll be getting a text saying, yes, we're in Bottle Barn.
yeah, we will.
I hope so. Either you or I will, or both of us.
Yeah, I'm sure we are, yeah.
Okay,
do you do cans and bottles?
Yes, sir.
Bottles are starting to fade a little bit in the 20s.
Yeah, talk about the deal with cans.
Give us your opinion on cans, yeah.
Well, we love cans. People are coming around to understanding that they're, you know, they're better for the environment. They're easier to carry, and the quality's actually just as good these days. You know, that was always a big stigma that oh god, it's a can, and probably reminded you of a Bud Light or something. But it's good for the beer. It keeps longer. You don't have the if you have a bottle, oxygen can come in through the top and releases. It gets oxidized. You don't have that problem with cans.
No light strike.
And I do a lot of camping. I just throw it in the pack and bye bye.
Sure.
Yeah, it's really proving out that it's better for the hops. They last longer. It's it's actually a much lower oxygen package than the bottle, just from not only from the oxygen migrating in, but in the filling process. There's far less oxygen pickup in a can filling than a bottle filling. And so it's funny. And it all started with I think Oscar Blues was the first to do cans. And it's just taken off because for all the reasons you just mentioned, it's so convenient and it's way better for the beer.
Yeah.
Which, I wouldn't have thought. I grew up with long neck Strohs.
Yes.
And, other long neck beers. Of course, we had many cans, of course, back then. You'd rip off the top and throw it, and then it would wind up in the ocean, and everyone, that's just not right. Did Anchor ever
In Detroit, when you ripped them off, they wound up in the ocean?
I only drank long neck. So did my dad.
Yeah. No, and when craft beer started, it was always glass, and it was always crown tops, not twist off.
Yeah. Right.
And because we had to set ourselves apart from
Did Anchor ever do cans?
We do it now.
Okay.
We started recently, and I'll tell you, that's how, when we started doing cans, I'd already been semi-retired, but it was really, in our lab tests, it was the lowest oxygen package we put out. And I'm learning a lot about how hops are lasting so much longer in the cans. There's obviously no light migration.
That was going to be my next question because it has a lot to do with that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Explain that more.
Yeah, light, hops can really change their flavor when light strikes them. When you have a clear beer bottle like Miller's or Corona or whatnot, those hops have actually been chemically treated so they won't produce an aroma that smells just like skunks. Yeah. If you take a nice hoppy beer and you put it in a clear glass and set it in the sun, within a very few minutes you're going to have this nice skunk aroma, which actually I have to admit that over the years I kind of like, because I'd be out on my back deck in early spring and I'd pour out an Anchor and I'd be drinking it and all of a sudden I'd get that skunky aroma and I think, oh, summer's coming. Because in the wintertime, you could never get that smell. Yeah. There wasn't enough sun. And so I knew that summer was on the way when you'd get that smell. But you don't want that in the beer when you open the bottle. No.
I don't want the word skunk in anything I'm putting into my body.
Well, I don't know about that. I hear that a lot of marijuana people like the...
the old skunk weed. Yeah, but yeah. We don't have that these days. Yeah. But... What was that?
Oh, that was me whistling.
Oh,
I was surprised at Mark's
comment. I thought it was a new
sound effect. Yeah, North Korea is breaking their word.
Steve, get under your desk. The boys are here from the 101 North Brewing Company. They're doing this is the second annual, what is it called?
American Dream Auto Show.
That's it.
Oh, I told you.
Oh, now I got an update here on your website. Yeah, it's going to say You're too old, Steve.
You shouldn't be driving.
I shouldn't be even looking at the second annual American Dream Auto Show, July 4th. Explain again to everyone where it is and what the times are and what's going to be going on.
It is at the brewery. We're going to get the streets will be closed off part of Scott Street and then the frontage road there. Well, last year we had about 80 cars. We'll give away six awards, best in show, best custom, best original, furthest driven, further entry. There's a few others. Can't name them right now. And the big thing is the raffle that gives away the 54 Chevy. But it starts at noon, and it goes till 6, and there'll be live music. There'll be local vendors for food. Bring your whole family. Bring your pet. And if you need to park,
my
park
pet is my whole family, basically.
Yeah. You can park in the Kohl's parking lot and walk right over, or the Synergy. There's the gym right there on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Okay, so 101 North.
Mark, if you're listening, can we park?
Mark, let them park there. All right.
The other cool thing is there may be a new beer or two that we'll be unveiling that day.
On July 4th.
Yeah.
No promises.
But we're pretty sure.
Well, I hope it's a pale ale.
Okay.
There'll be a new batch of Indigo for you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right.
101 North is part of the Lagunitas beer ghetto, as we sometimes say.
Well, I like that.
We got the wine ghetto up on Northern and Santa Rosa. So they're right there. You're on Scott Street, which is closer to the 101.
We're right next to
the old entrance to Lagunitas. Instead of going in there, you just go the other way.
Yeah.
Towards the freeway.
The city likes to call it Maker's Alley. Yeah.
Maker's Alley.
We used to have an old 34 Ford truck on the corner, but it got hit the other day.
Really?
Well, I hope that person's in jail.
Oh, no. It was barely scratched.
But fender bender on the classic car. Well, this is a cool thing. And check out their line of Clint Eastwood beers. And thanks for the swag, guys.
It's our pleasure.
We love our swag here on this show after 10 years. Dirty Hoppy Hazy IPA from 101 North. Again, you've sold all this out, the first two Eastwood?
Yes.
We made 30 barrels, and it all went away in one day. So you can find it locally at your local bar and favorite purveyors.
And there's more coming.
And all the way down to San Francisco. And as far as Tahoe, actually. But we're making more tomorrow. And we'll have another 30 barrels.
And it'll be ready.
Look for it.
These beers only take 8 or 10 days to make. They're
really
low attenuated. Is it? You can pop them out pretty quick. So we'll be canning it on the 25th. And it'll be available in stores in four packs of 16-ounce cans.
All right. Stay in touch, because I want to remind everyone about the car thing on the 4th of July. So
absolutely.
Either you guys come back in or we'll push it.
Love
so
to.
Everyone knows.
Thank you, Steve.
It's great to see you guys.
Yeah, you too.
Pleasure's all ours.
Look at this studio. I got to stop nice saying that. I can't help myself.
It was good for me to meet these guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Nice crew.
I've
never been to the brewery, so I've got to get by there. Now I have a good reason.
It's on your way home.
I need to go take my chance on the raffle. And
it is on your way home.
Yeah, it is.
Totally.
Yep.
Petaluma.
Yep.
101NorthBrewing.com. No, 101 North Beer.
101 North Beer.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Great to see you.
Thank
Mark, we'll see you next week.
You got it.